Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell on SEN.
Fantastic to have your company this afternoon again, and look forward to more of your calls very shortly on the open line, 1300 736 736. But some disappointing news: the VFL season won't go ahead in 2020. Poor Melbourne coach Gary Ayres has been good enough to join me to have a chat about it. Ayrsy, great to have you on the program, but don't like the circumstances. Not great news for you.
No, it wasn't, Dwayne, and obviously I was getting a little bit more concerned, unfortunately, mate, once we saw the AFL boys all get out of town pretty quickly, and then, of course, we had one of our eight teams in Casey pull out last week, and it was just going to become more and more difficult, unfortunately. And, of course, then once, obviously, the situation with the COVID spike was happening here, then, of course, I was holding out still a little bit of hope. But as every hour and every day went by, it just seemed to be more and more difficult, mate. So, yeah, it's really disappointing because we're probably the only community league that was still having a go, and we just couldn't get it, mate, unfortunately. Too many things outside our control, as they say.
So what are your players going to do, Gary? Is there a window where they can head interstate and play, perhaps, if they go in quarantine first? Is there that opportunity at all, or do they just have to have a year without footy?
Yeah, and we've already had a couple of guys, Dwayne, that have asked about the possibility of certainly being able to play some sort of footy interstate, but I think, mate, what I'd like to see is a little disclaimer in there that they don't get too comfortable over there because we want them back for obviously next year for 2021. But, yeah, we had a little bit of a chat last night as a group, and we still obviously felt then that maybe there was the smallest glimmer of hope that we're going to get something happening. So now what we've said to the boys is, we'll leave it up to them to get back to us. We would obviously encourage them in any way, shape or form, because as you'd know, it's the welfare and also to the health and safety of our playing group and also to our support staff.
Yeah.
And some of the people that have been working behind the scenes, our CEO, our footy manager and obviously our doctor and even some support staff, mate, they've been unbelievable in just trying to make sure we could get something out of this year, and it would have been an amazing opportunity to win a flag in certainly, we would know, such uncharted waters, but that's not going to be the case. So I'd certainly like to thank all those people, but the players now will probably have to just take some time to digest it because we're all feeling pretty disappointed. It was probably a fair old uppercut that we got at about 5 o'clock yesterday, and now we've just got to sit back, digest it all, and I guess as we've always done at Port, mate, just make sure we get something positive out of what's been a very unusual time. But again, we can't do anything because of the situation that we currently find ourselves in.
So if a player that wants to put his name up in front of AFL selectors believes that going to South Australia or WA might be an opportunity for him to do that, is there a chance that you could have a verbal agreement that if you don't get on an AFL list in 2021, that you come back and play for Port Melbourne, or is that too hard to put that kind of parameter around it?
Yeah, look, I know I said that facetiously, of course, but I don't really know what the current state of play is in that regard, to be honest. So, obviously, there's still interstate opportunities, as you know, but again, I don't know how they'd go. The way it looks at the minute, there'd have to be strong quarantine laws because unfortunately, we're the scourge of the nation at the minute. Anything that's even slightly connected with Victoria, no one really wants to deal with us at all, mate. So, I'd have to get a little bit more information around that. Yeah. But, you know, again, something's been taken away from us all, as you know. And I guess what happens is the older you get and when something is taken away that you love so much, it hurts a lot. And, the boys were in a little bit of disbelief last night. And so you can imagine how they all woke up today feeling. And then, I got confirmation at about 12:30 today that there's no way, shape or form that we can do much except, just sit back, see what happens now through AFL channels. And I guess I've got to get my head around potentially looking at what season 2021 might be. But as you know, then that's a little bit too on the AFL because there's a lot of talk about list cuts, soft cap cuts. So everything that'll be decided at AFL level then generally dovetails down into us at VFL level.
Now, businesses keep in touch with their employees during this time, even if they're in shutdown, and also those that use their businesses, the people that get served by those businesses, they try and keep in touch with them through Facebook or whatever channels they can to keep them engaged. Is there a chance in 6 weeks' time, even though you can't have a season, Gary, that you might still get your players together to try and do something together to keep that group together as a family unit almost? Because you do, you know, boys rely on the company of other boys sometimes.
Oh, they definitely do, mate. And you know very, very strongly how a football club operates. And, of course, it's that chemistry, it's that camaraderie. It's not only the time we spend together in being educated and fine-tuning our skills and nurturing and developing our talent, but it's also, too, just the locker room stuff and, of course, the potential trips away at the end of the year and the socialising. So, yeah, we said that to the boys last night, that once we get the go-ahead to do something, that we will, because we still want to have something that is, I guess, a signing off of season 2020, even though it's obviously not going to be a normal season. But also, too, then trying to get an understanding of what 2021 would look like. And, you know, we've got an average age of 22, so we're not an old group. And even to the point where we were still trying to shore up our list and improve our list in the last couple of weeks with young gentlemen that wanted to come to a great club like Port Melbourne. So, but we'll certainly do something. How that will look, well, that's the unknown at this point in time. But, yeah, I couldn't be any more prouder of the professionalism, the ability of the boys to keep trying to look forward and be positive and turn up for training. And we just entered into our next phase of the two nights a week, and then potentially next week was looking like some sort of contact. So, yeah, the boys were pretty committed, mate, and I love them all, and I'm just so proud of how well they conducted themselves. And they were doing lots and lots of things behind the scenes just to get us to a point of where we still could have some season. But, yeah, no, nah, not to be. And, yeah, we'll look at doing something when we can, mate. And, yeah, there might be a few beers shared. And, yeah, we'll enjoy each other's company and then put a full stop on season 220 for sure.
I'm sure you know the voice already if you love footy, but we're talking to Port Melbourne coach Gary Ayres in the 24 hours that the VFL season announced that it won't go ahead in 2020. That's the playing group, Gary. The part of footy clubs is also the volunteer staff, the people around the periphery. Some of them, and I don't want to stereotype them, but they're often older, 60 plus, 70 plus. So they're in the age demographic that is a dangerous demographic. But at the same time, they live for their footy club. That helps them live and breathe. I'm presuming that in 6 weeks or 7 weeks' time, it would be nice to be able to have some get-togethers for those people too.
Oh, most definitely. And again, you've been part of footy organisations, and I call them the backroom boys and girls, and they're just so important. And they do a lot of it in a volunteer situation, an area, and of course they might get an honorarium, but it's not much. And of course they just love being able to be involved. And the guys and girls at Port Melbourne respect those people enormously, because it is a tough gig when you're basically doing it for the love of the organisation. But no, we make a certain point of obviously being very accessible and also to respecting the positions that those people hold. And as I said, we're a club at Port Melbourne, but you know, the players and the support staff are the most valuable assets that we've got there. And of course, no doubt, again, we'll be saying thank you to them. And again, there'll be something that certainly be organised when we can, mate, for sure.
So you're hearing any whispers about 2021? Would they almost, you know, have a VFA competition if you're not aligned to any AFL teams? What are you hearing that 2021 might look like, Gary, given this is an opportunity for the AFL to make a massive change?
Yeah, again, I'm not hearing much at all, Dwayne. I think probably the powers that be have certainly had their hands full, you know, logistically and fixture-wise. And obviously now that Premier Andrews has said 6 weeks, I wonder how that creates the landscape interstate as well, because, you know, there's obviously families back here in Melbourne which are so important in this time and any time, to be honest. And they're the ones that you feel for first and foremost. You know, how are these players? Are they going to potentially say, look, I come back because my family's at home on their own and I miss them so much? So, yeah, I think the Gil McLaughlin and his people have got a lot more on their plate at the minute, mate. So, yeah, no, we're not hearing anything at all. So I think we'll all just be sitting back and feeling that, okay, footy's changed forever, and I guess we'll just have to watch the games from afar because there's nothing happening in Victoria at the minute.
Give them a bit of advice, Gary. You've been in the system a long time. What should happen?
In relation to the VFL or in relation to footy in general?
Yeah, secondary competitions and secondary competition around Australia. The traditional teams, the great traditional teams like Port Melbourne, who we never want to lose, but we don't want to make it a third-tier competition necessarily either.
No, you're right. And look, I'd certainly like, and my sort of overriding gut feel is I just like to see things as they were to a degree. They'll obviously be changed because that's inevitable, but I still think that what we've currently got to a degree can be applied for the future. There's always going to be financial implications, but clubs are out there from a standalone point of view absolutely working their butts off to maintain sponsorship, membership. And I think the current VFL climate is a very good one. I know we've spoken about it at length before, but all the models that have been going now since 2000 have currently been able to capture that premiership success. So that says that it can work in that regard. But we are going to be a little bit, guided by what happens at the AFL because of the list possible sizes and also to soft cap. But maybe again, mate, we don't have to jump at shadows, and now this will give us a lot of time. You know, we've put submissions forward and how we feel about the competition going forward. And all I can really say, mate, is that we want to play a very big part in the second tier competition because we believe that we're a vital cog and component in that. So I guess that's all I can comment on at the minute because I think there's going to be things that will develop in the next couple of months. And as long as we're abreast of that and know about that, we'll keep putting our hands up to stay in the VFL second tier competition for sure.
Yep, second tier, not third tier, and I hear it loud and clear. Great to have you, Gary. Sad day, but I understand that we're all in a situation where we're looking forward to 2021. Let's hope 2021 is extremely bright for you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Stay safe, mate, and healthy. And that's first and foremost the health and welfare of the VFL competition for sure. So appreciate your interest, mate. Take care.
Port Melbourne coach Gary Ayres, triple premiership, two-time Norseman medalist. Gary, in fact, five-time premiership. What am I saying? Five-time premiership star with the Hawks, Gary Ayres. We're going to take a few calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. Hey, straight back to your calls. A little bit of local footy, a little bit of VFL. Tell us your thoughts and we'll take your calls next on the Werribee Kia open line. 1-300-736-736.